Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
It's been over 14 months since a devastating civil war broke out in Sudan. In what's being described as horror beyond imagination, the country is now hurtling towards a humanitarian disaster on a scale not seen in decades. For more on this, I'm joined in studio by Concern's Regional Director for the Horn of Africa, Amin Abdullah. Ms. Abdullah, you're very welcome to the programme. It's great to have you with us. We were talking off air there about the scale of this disaster. It's very difficult to get your head around, isn't it?
It is. And let me start by thanking you for having me. You know, when we talk about Sudan, I think the image that comes to mind for many people is the evacuation of foreign nationals in April 2023. But the crisis didn't end there, you know. 14 months later, as the conflict continues, we have about 25 million people. That is, you know, five times the population of Ireland, I believe. Mm. And that's like 50% of the Sudan population unable to access or afford food and putting their lives at risk. A recent study that was done in Sudan shows that over 700,000 people are at risk at risk of starvation. That is the scale of the problem, yeah?
So that's a huge number of people, isn't it? 755,000 people at risk of starvation. How quickly, how easily can you get aid to those people?
I think we are trying our best to reach as many people as possible. The biggest challenge so far has been access. Concern is working in a number of communities across the country, providing health services, treating malnutrition. We're working in over 90 health facilities or clinics. At the same time, looking at providing water, clean water, by rehabilitating water infrastructure that has been destroyed by the conflict. And at the same time, also providing cash for families to buy food and other basic needs for their homes. But the biggest problem is accessing communities that are most affected. The conflict is making it difficult to move people, humanitarian workers, as well as medical and nutrition supplies, as well as food to these communities that are vulnerable, that are most affected. That has been the challenge. And then at the same time, you know, you look at the scale of the crisis, 25 million across the country, families that have had to leave their homes, families that have had to leave or abandon their farmlands, their businesses destroyed, their assets destroyed, and opting to cross borders. 2 million of these are opting to cross borders in order to seek safety, to access food, and even to access medical care. Yeah,
and that's something we discussed, as I said to you off air on this program recently, crossing borders to South Sudan, for example, and they have their own problems on a huge scale as well. You mentioned giving people money, but the United Nations has said that it's received 17% of the $2.7 billion it has requested for Sudan. I wonder, is that an indication of how this has been forgotten?
It is an indication of how this has been forgotten. 17 billion, 2%, that's what? That's less than a billion, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's less than a billion. You've got 25 million that need assistance. And that is, again, one of the biggest problem. The resources that are available are not able to meet the needs of a crisis of this scale.
Why has it been forgotten?
In my opinion, there are too many crises happening across the globe, and attention keeps moving from one crisis to the other. And I think what we need to do is look at the crisis collectively, because as a global community, we have a responsibility to all these communities or all these people that are affected by multiple crises.
Okay, but can I jump in there for 1 second? When I look at our own media or US media, for example, if I check in, very often I'll hear about the war in Ukraine or the crisis in Gaza. And periodically I will hear about Sudan. Why is that, I wonder?
It baffles me. It baffles me because no one life is better than the other. And I think that's where we need to bring it back to, that these are people who are suffering, and we need to look at addressing the needs of people who have been affected by the crisis. I think going back to the history of Ireland, the Irish people know what it means to face hunger. The Irish people know what it means to face starvation. And this is what 25 million people in Sudan are facing. And I think we have a moral duty as human beings, as global citizens, to stand with the people of Sudan, to stand with the people who are affected by crisis, and that we should not forget one crisis at, you know, we should not focus on one crisis at the expense of the other. And this is what has happened with the Sudan crisis.
I think you're right when you say there are so many crises, and maybe the news agenda and political focus keeps switching from one to the other, but it doesn't in any way lessen the urgency in any of those crises, and certainly not in Sudan when you see, and you describe the scale of it so much. We'll talk again, I hope, in the very near future. Concerns Regional Director for the Horn of Africa, Amina Abdullah. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.